Welcome to Next Day Prep. What a wild end to the week. The market took a nosedive, and it feels like the narrative shifted hard on Friday.
It really did. This wasn't just a little profit-taking. This was a risk-off move, driven by a triple threat. Tariffs, terrible economic data, and some serious weakness in mega-cap tech.
Let's start with those tariffs. The headlines looked pretty aggressive.
Aggressive is an understatement. We're talking a jump to 50% for Brazil, 35% for Canada, even a 40% tariff on all transshipped goods. This injects a massive dose of uncertainty back into the global supply chain.
And that uncertainty hit right as we got a really soft jobs report.
Exactly. The market was looking for strength, and it got the opposite. Only 73,000 new jobs, and the revisions for the prior 2 months were just brutal. A combined 285,000 jobs just vanished from the previous reports. That brings the three-month average to a scant 35,000. That's stall speed.
And then the political drama on top of it, with the firing of the Labor Statistics Commissioner. It just adds to the chaos.
It does. And the ISM manufacturing number didn't help, coming in at 48, still in contraction territory. The data is clearly pointing south, and the market finally had to price that in.
So how did the market react? It was a sea of red.
A complete washout. The S&P 500 dropped 1.6%, but the NASDAQ got hit even harder, down over 2%. And it was broad. The Russell 2000 small caps were down 2% as well. There was nowhere to hide.
Except in the classic defensive names.
Right. We saw a clear flight to safety. Healthcare, consumer staples, and utilities were the only sectors in the green. Meanwhile, consumer discretionary got crushed, down over 3.5%, thanks almost entirely to Amazon.
We'll get to Amazon in a second. But this fear was palpable. The VIX exploded.
Absolutely. It spiked over 23% to close above 20. That's a significant move. And you saw the confirmation in the bond market. Treasuries caught a huge bid. The two-year yield plunged 25 basis points. The market is now screaming for the Fed to cut rates, pricing in an 86% chance of a cut in September.
Okay, so against that gloomy backdrop, let's talk earnings. It wasn't all bad news, was it?
Not at all. In fact, we had one of the stars of the earnings season report. Reddit? RDDT. What a monster report. It was up over 17% on the day.
What drove that move?
Pure AI-powered growth. Revenue surged 78%, and ad revenue was up 84%. They are successfully using AI to improve ad targeting and user engagement, and it's paying off big time. They're proving they can grow without relying on Google, which has been a huge concern.
A great story there. But what about the behemoths? Amazon and Apple both beat estimates, but the stocks got hammered.
It's a classic case of sell the news in a nervous market. The headline numbers were good, but the details weren't. For Amazon, it was all about the guidance. Weakness in AWS growth and a disappointing operating income forecast set the stock down over 8%. For Apple, even with a beat, the ongoing tariff talk likely spooked investors.
So with all this chaos, let's get tactical. Where are the opportunities setting up for next week? Are there any names that are bucking this trend?
Definitely. We're focused on stocks showing relative strength. These are our continuation plays. Cloudflare, ticker NET, is at the top of that list. It had a fantastic beat and raise quarter and is holding up incredibly well. Another one is AppFolio, APPF. It also had a strong report and got a big upgrade. The chart looks powerful.
Interesting. Both strong earnings stories. What about names that might be coiling for a move? The ones that are quietly setting up?
Those are our anticipation setups. We're watching names that are consolidating constructively. MSCI is a great example. It's holding key support around the 550 level, building a nice base. Same with Cadence Design Systems, CDNS. It's holding that 350 to 353 area like a champ, even with all the market selling. That tells you institutions are defending it.
Got it. So before we wrap, let's put some lines in the sand for the major indices. What are the key levels you're watching on the S&P and the NASDAQ?
For the SPY, the big level to watch is 620. If we lose that, we could see a quick flush down to 615. To the upside, sellers are likely waiting at 625. For the QQQ, the pivot is 553. A break below that opens the door to 550. Resistance is right at 555.
So the key takeaway is a nervous market, a clear flight to safety, but still pockets of real strength in AI-related names and specific earnings winners.
That's it, exactly. This is a trader's market now. You have to be nimble, respect the volatility, and focus on the stocks that are proving they can swim against the current.
Excellent insight. That's all the time we have for today. Thanks for listening to Next Day Prep. We'll see you next time.